Titanium? Soviet eco-disaster. Not as big as drying up the Aral Sea, but you've been hiking down the middle of a 40-mile strip of catastrophic industrial pollution about 2 miles wide. I think you want to have a very in-depth shower. Where are we?
About 800 miles north of Moscow.
What day?
Friday night. You went under Wednesday and you were out until whenever you woke up today. I think they probably sedated you.
She tries to get to her feet, but suddenly he's there, hands on her shoulders.
Don't. Stay put.
The weird one-eyed binoculars are dangling a few inches from her face. He straightens up, turning into the glare. He waves to the helicopter.
If they hadn't had these night vision glasses, he says over his shoulder, we might not have found you.
What do you know about the Russian prison system? He asks her. They're both wearing big, greasy beige plastic headsets with microphones and green curly cords. The ear cups have enough soundproofing to muffle the roar of the engine, but he sounds like he's down a fairly deep well.
That it's not fun?
HIV and tuberculosis are endemic. It gets worse from there. Where we're going is basically a privatized prison.
Privatized?
A bold new Russian entrepreneurial experiment. Their version of CCA, Cornell Corrections, Wackenhut. Regular prison system is a nightmare, real and present danger to the public health. If they wanted to set up an operation to breed new strains of drug-resistant TB, they probably couldn't do a better job than their prisons are already doing. Some people think AIDS in this country in a few more years will look like the Black Death, and the prisons aren't helping that either. So when one of Volkov's corporations decides to set up a test operation where healthy, motivated prisoners can lead healthy, motivated lives, plus receive training and career direction, who's going to stand in the way?
That's where the footage is rendered?
And what motivates these model prisoners? Self-interest. They're healthy to begin with, otherwise they wouldn't have been chosen for this. If they stay in the regular system, they aren't going to be. That's one. Two is that when they get here, they see it isn't a bad deal at all. It's co-ed, and the food is a lot better than what a lot of people in this country make do with. Three is that they get paid for their labor. Not a fortune, but they can bank it or send it home to their families. There's 30 channels on satellite and a video library, and they can order books and CDs. No net access, though. No web browsing, no phones. That's an instant ticket back to TB land. And there's only one choice, though, in occupational training.